Today's daf from Masechet Gittin brought to Liben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Nun Hey, and we're holding at the Halakha Mishnah. Yid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida. Now, the various Mishnayot that we're going to have continuing today are all part of the Tikkun Olam Mishnayot. So we're getting into more and more complex kind of takanot that were done in order to make sure that things continue to function despite whatever difficulties are halachically that the Chachomim made them work. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida was made alachareshet shehisi'a avia. So you have a case where a father was mekabel kedushin when she was a ketana, and she becomes an eshetish, complete eshetish. The problem is that then she grows up, and the father can no longer be mekabel a get. So can the woman who is a chareshet, who doesn't have her own dot, can she be mitgareshet? We don't want people being megarish Italian style. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida was made that she is yotza beget anyway, because even though the kedushin is dioraita, and this is, there are those shitas that hold that that's not true, that a chareshet cannot be mitgareshet, because you need to have at least, it's similar to a shota. But Lamaisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgida is mechalek. And there is a shota is not included in the din of gerushin because it says v'shiluchah mibeita, which means she has to understand what's going on. That when you send her away, she doesn't come back. A shota doesn't understand that. But a chareshet does not require dat to be mitgareshet, and therefore he can be megaresh or bal kurcha, even though she is dioraita, a marriage dioraita. Now, when we say a ketana, obviously we mean a ketana that is not a yetoma. In other words, over here, that is a yetoma. In other words, she does not have a father, because otherwise it's irrelevant that she's a ketana. If it's a ketana, the father can be mekabel kedushin. So we're talking about the nisui ketana, we mean a nisui derabbanan. Nonetheless, despite the fact that she's only nisui midrabbanan, she can nonetheless be ochelet b'truma, midrabbanan. What's that?
If her father is alive,
it's dioraita, of course. Et bitina tati li shazeh. Of course, only if she's a ketana. Well, she'd be a marav. But then she could also be mekabel kedushin herself. So over here, she's married only midrabbanan, and nonetheless, she's allowed to eat truma. Both Rashi and Tosfos hold that she's only allowed to eat truma midrabbanan, not midoraita. Because the question of whether we would allow her to eat truma midoraita revolves around the issue of whether Bezdin is mitzvah la'afrish. Would we have to be mafrish a katan, even though the katan isn't mitzvah, but are we allowed to let a katan do? So over here, if we're going to be machal, then truma midoraita, then it's going to be over and it is midoraita. Okay, so therefore Tosfos and Rashi both understand that it means over here she's allowed to truma derabbanan. And furthermore, v'imeta, if she dies, ba'ala yorsha, despite the fact that there is no right of Yerusha in this case, because she's only married midrabbanan, nonetheless, the Rabbanan were mitakein that she's as if she's married midoraita. And therefore, this, of course, is koach of efker bezdin efker. And therefore, they give her money to the husband as if she were truly married.
Because what she owned is now hefker? I have trouble understanding that.
Why hefker?
Well, no, what's the issue of...
The issue over here is we are interested in instituting marriages. We are very against having women who cannot be married because they all turn into sexual objects. And the only way to protect them is to allow them to be married. And in order to allow them to be married, there has to be all of the dinim of marriage. Otherwise, people feel that, you know, this is a glorified harlot. What do I need her for?
That I understand. Mm-hmm. The hefker making hefker aspect is relating to her as being hefker. What?
Her money. If she dies, she's supposed to go to her heirs.
Because it's not just so that it won't become hefker.
No, so that her husband will be yorisher. Because if he isn't yorisher, doesn't feel like a husband.
Married.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's part of the marriage. Furthermore, another takana is al hamarish hagazul. If somebody steals something which in order to recover will cause him immense loss. For instance, a morish. Sure. A morish is a long, very expensive korah that you use to support an entire roof. For him to get that morish back would mean destroying the building. And therefore, they made a takana, even though when someone steals something and the item is still extant, midiorayta is mechuyev to give that item itself back. That in this case, if he took a morish and he was bina'o bebira, he built it into a building, that the one who was robbed has to be willing to be yitol et damav. He has to take the money and not the morish, because otherwise, who's going to do teshuva if it's going to cost him that kind of money? So mipnei takanat hashavim, in order to make it possible for people to be able to do teshuva, they were mitaken that you do not have to tear things apart. Furthermore, al chatat hagizula shelo noda'a l'rabim shehi mechaperet. Somebody has a chatas that was stolen. It was brought for him by the kohanim, and it's not known that it was a gizula. Lamaisa, if it isn't his, obviously it can't be mechaper. And nonetheless, the rabbanim were mitaken that it is mechaper, not that it's really mechaper, but we'll see. But in any event, that doesn't have to bring another chatas. Why? Tikkun HaMizbeach, which the Gemara will explain what the Tikkun HaMizbeach was. But obviously, it's clear right away that the Mizbeach cannot function if the Kohanim are not willing to eat the Korbanos. If the Kohanim feel that they're eating Chulim Ba'azara, because, you know, how do they know? When somebody brings a Korban, so that's all we need, is to need Badat Sechsherim on the kinyan of the animal, and otherwise, and this Kohen won't eat it because it's not that guy's action, so that's all we need. So because of that, we made a takana that as far as the Kohanim are concerned, it's completely kosher meat.
Even though it's not necessary.
Even though it is definitely not. It's Chulim Ba'azar.
But it's very dangerous.
It is indeed.
How do you want to be giving the food to the truma to the Bas Yisrael according
to the... Truma to Rabbanan. Truma to Rabbanan.
Oh, okay. It's not because she's not chayav of the mitzvah.
No, if that were it, then we could do truma to Yoraita. But as right. I explained, according to those shitas that don't want to learn the trunk of truma to Yoraita, it's because there's a question in the Gemara whether Bezdin is mechuyev to be mafrish ketanim or doing yisurim. So if that's the case, we can't make a takana that should do yisurim, obviously. Because we have to be mafresh them from Yisurim. On the Rabbanu, we can be metaken, that vis-a-vis the Rabbanu, they're married, and therefore the truma is theirs.
This wouldn't be different than normal mafresh, because they're doing anything wrong.
No. Oh, my Rava. We see from Rava, says Rava, we see from Eduto Shav Yochanan ben Gudgada, since Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada says that you require zero awareness on the part of the woman in order to be makabel get, because he's saying that a hareshet is okay. If ad kedei kach you require no awareness, then that would mean that the implications of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada are that if somebody says to Edim, Amar Leidim, see this? Here's a get. Read it. See? It's a get. I am going to give, and I want to see, I'm giving this get to my wife. Shani no tenla. Then he calls in his wife, not a ketana, regular woman, and he says to her, here, I've got this checkbook for you. And he gives it to her because he's too embarrassed to tell her that he's divorcing her. I raise him a goresha. Well, you know, the checkbook she's willing to take anytime, you know. So Milo Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada say that lo be'ina da'ata? She doesn't even have to be aware of what's going on. So Hokinami should go so far as to say lo be'ina da'ata, even to know what it is that she's taking in her hands. I mean, okay, pshita. I mean, what would be the difference between a chareshet and somebody who doesn't know what's going on? I mean, the same thing, isn't it? No, because ma'odetima, kiven de omar kinsi shtar chovze betule batla. I might have thought that since he enunciates that I'm giving you something else, it's not a get. So then that means he's not giving the nesina as gittin. So then there's no nesina as a get. He doesn't want to, it's mevatel what he said to the Edim. Kamashlon, that we view the hodah to the Edim as being a, basically, a pre-notice, it's like the equivalent of when you're forced to give a shtar or something, right? So you're able to give a hodah to the Edim in advance, your moser modah. See, here he's telling the Edim that he means it to be a get, and that is what he means. Because in Ita the Batla, if he really had intended not to give it as a get, he would have told the Edim what's wrong with telling the Edim. What's he telling her for? He should have just told the Edim, forget it, I'm not divorcing her. So therefore, the Edim Avi Omalu, the only reason he's saying it this crazy way is Mishum Kisufa. Guy doesn't have the guts to go ahead and divorce her to her face, so he's telling her he's giving her a gift. You know, but the point is that as long as it's clear that it's a get and there's no bitul, we don't need a dot. And the next case,
even if it's against her, even if it's a lie, he says, doesn't matter.
Now you'll notice that we started talking about a chareshet, and then we moved on to a katana. For some reason, I mean, lechora the marriage is the same. The chareshet, the takana of the to have a marriage of a chareshet now. Post the katnut of the chareshet, where Avia was mekabel kedushin, so now we could have talked about a chareshet that was a chareshet that wasn't. That is at the same age as when she's getting the get. Move on now. So if she was a chareshet, that was nisei pekoyin, mid rabbanon, because rabbanon provided marriage not only for a katana but also provided a marriage for a chareshet. So we could have kept talking about chareshet. For some reason, we didn't. So that means that there's something unique about the ketana bat Yisrael that would not have applied. V'ilu chareshet. Now, obviously, we for some reason needed to change the case, which is very, very striking. Why? So apparently, a chareshet in the same situation where she was married min rabbanu would not be able to eat truma min rabbanu, even though a ketana can. Can you truma de rabbanu when she gets married min rabbanu? What's the difference? My time out. Because what we're worried about is places where the rabbanan did not make a takana. The rabbanan have a takana that a cheresh can get married, and the rabbanan have a takana that a chereshet can get married. Because over there we want to provide someone with das that will take care of the other one. So obviously, it's like trying to mainstream a child that's got problems. So we're trying to work it out that someone will be willing to take care of a spouse. That's a cheresh or a chareshet. What?
Chareshet, is she deaf and dumb?
Yeah. Chareshet is deaf and dumb. Yeah, because otherwise it doesn't matter that she's deaf. Deaf and dumb.
That means she doesn't have das?
That means that she doesn't have das in terms of the halacha. She doesn't have das.
So not two of them together.
Right, because that's not the point that we're trying to achieve. So if a cheresh will now, I mean, basically shacking up with a chareshet, not an abnormal kind of thing, but there's no marriage that's there, so we're afraid that a cheresh will be machil as a kohen, a chareshet. So what's your business? You're minding everybody's business. So he will. It's a big deal. It would only be a katan ochel nefelot. I mean, whatever they're doing, they don't have das. So why are we minding their business? Well, no, because once we see that there is such a thing, then a cheresh may indeed get married to a pikachat, and shema yachil cheresh bepikachat. Okay, so what's wrong with that? I don't understand. So, v'lechol b'trumah d'rabbanan. I mean, that's what we said we were able to do before. You can eat trumah d'rabbanan. Because over here, the point is that the cheresh, the male is the one who's being machil the truma. And it's, or the other case, the gadol was being machil the truma. But over here, it's basically a katan who's being machil, someone who doesn't have das. So if he's going to be machil the truma, he could give her truma d'iraita also. To make this distinction between Tumah Rabbanan and Tumah D'oraita is where we have a Kohen who knows what he's doing, and he's married to a woman where he knows he's not yet married Midiraisa. Fine, so we'll give her Tumah Rabbanan. You can't do that if a Cheresh is the one who's being Machal Truma. So then the Pikachat is going to end up eating an Issa D'oraita Chiyav Misa. Sorry?
What is Tumah Rabbanan?
Many things. Tumah Rabbanan is anything that isn't a Chiyav of Tumah Midiraisa, like the Dagon.
And
Even there are cases of Meduma where it would be Batel Berov, where it's also Darabanan possibly. And we don't give it the cool of the Darabanan, but I mean, maybe Lagabi this we would allow it. I don't know. But that's not normally Truma Darabanan. It's a Truma of Peres would be Darabanan. It's not Truma Chutzlar, it's a Darabanan. You know, the Truma of Bavala, and so on. These are Surya, these are Darabanan. So in that case, we have no way of controlling it. Therefore, we have to make a Gezerah. Mashenken, by the Kitana, there's no takana drabanan that a male katan can get married, only that a female. So the whole idea is protection. So the protection we have to do for the katana. By cheresh, obviously, we need to allow, these are mature human beings who require relationships, marital relationships. So we provide marriage for cheresh as well, but we don't provide marriage for a katan. So we don't have to worry about it. But here we provide for the male as well. So we provide for the male as well, then we already are going to get into the chashash. Okay, so then, you know, what's to prevent him from giving her Truma D'oraita as well? The next case we had was a Mori Shagazur Shibana'o. Tana Rabbana. Gazal Mori Shubana'o Bibira. You stole a roof beam and you built it, around it, you build this massive mansion. I don't give a hang. You just tear the whole thing down and give it back.
Isn't this a
sugya
in
Sukkah?
Is that something goes on with this?
Yes, of course. Beit Hillel Omrim. Ein lo ela, it comes up in many places. Ein lo ela d'mei marish bilvad mishum takanat ha-shavim, which is our Mishnah. The al-chatata gizula. Omra ula, the Mishnah makes this distinction, she'ena lo no dal rabim, right? But the truth is, it doesn't really matter, but you're right, whether it's no dal rabim or not. Because dvar Torah, bein no da'a, uvein lo no da'a, ena mechaperat. Why not? So this is not so question. It's because ula holds that yush b'chdi lo kani. Actually, you cannot be kone just with yush. With yush, with shinoi maisa, yush, with shinoi Hashem, maybe. But Yush itself would not be kind.
Kedi is by itself?
Kedi is by itself. The Yush alone is not Kona. So therefore, the very fact that you have it does not make it a kosher carbon. So Matam Amru Lo No Da'am Echaperet. The reason that we say that if it isn't known, and there'd be no way for us to trace it, that it would be Mechaperet, Eshaloyu Kohanim Atzuvim. We don't want the Kohanim to be sad that they ate Chulin Shanish Kribazara, if we find out. And therefore, if we're going to be chayev the guy to bring another carbon in the place, so the Kohanim are going to be sad. We can't afford to have sad Kohanim. Look what happens when Barnea's head is down like that. It's a disaster, right? So just thinking about it is answers the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, doesn't it say in the Mishnah like that? I mean, the Mishnah says Mipnei Tikunam is Be'ach, and you're saying it's because we don't want sad Kohanim. What's that supposed to mean? Amalim, well, what do you think the Tikun Mizbeach is? If the Kohanim are sad, then the Mizbeach is batal. Who's going to do that? Nobody's going to want to get involved in what I'm not going to bring that chatas. Then they're going to tell me to eat the chatas. Do I know where this guy brought that chatas from? Get out of here. Let some other. There's a sucker born every day. You'll find some going to do, but I ain't
going
to do it.
I'm going home to
be sad. Exactly. Okay, so then we had to make a takana that people shouldn't feel they're going to end up being nichshal in Isuri.
How did the takana work when you're dealing with something that's
Doreisa? It was a Sheva Al. Right. All we're not doing anything. We're just fooling them. We don't want them to find out about it. If this guy ends up having to bring another carbon, then they know. So this way, the guy doesn't have to bring another carbon. So they don't feel. Even though he's high of another carbon.
Because he did it, then we say screw you, basically.
Well, I mean, what we're really saying is Sheval Tasa, that the Rabbanan are able to tell you not to do something, is a Sheval Tasa. It doesn't necessarily mean that he knew himself and that it's a punishment for him.
Yeah, but we don't care, office,
we don't care about the fact that he's not getting kapara.
So it's the kapara of the one who brought the chatos? What's
his situation? In the memorable words of our mascot.
Yeah. big trouble.
That's a nice way of saying it.
But he doesn't know the whole system will collapse.
Yeah, the whole system will collapse. What can we do?
This one individual,
we have to sacrifice
that. Yeah, that's right. Which is, this is part of screw you in terms of the university, not in terms of punishment.
Yeah,
that famous university where you learn about life. I'm assuming that's what you meant, right? Yeah. Okay.
Not as articulate.
I'm surrounded with Humboldt Prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
My professor's a Humboldt Prize
winner. Wow. That's a, you didn't say anything this
time. I was very good.
What happened to Barnea's neighborhood? I can't believe it. That's crazy.
That is something. I
wouldn't even. That is Mamish. That's Tshuva Gemura? I mean, it's worse. It's Aisa Isha, Aisa Waka. Yeah, wow. It's, you know, Zachor Baracha, maybe Chura Secha. It's like incredible. Okay. Rav Yudah Amar. Rav Yudah says, no, that's not the case. That's not the case. It's a backward understanding of the Mishnah. Actually, Midioraita, it is a good kapara. Because Dvar Torah, Bein Noda, Bein Lo Noda, is Mechaper. Because Yirsh Yichdi is Kaina. And therefore, if the animal is stolen, there's no problem. The korban is actually kosher. The problem in the Mishnah is the opposite. That Ma Tam Amru Noda, that if it were Noda L'Rabim, it would be Eina Mechaperet. Because we want the Tikkun in the Mizbeach, that people shouldn't say rotten things about the Mizbeach. That's the point. So we have to make sure that the gazelle isn't fed to a mizbeach. Yeah, we'll see. That's part of the tikkun olam is the way people relate it to mizbeach.
This is primal, is it? Very interesting. Right.
Yeah.
But this wouldn't be in the gazelle.
Why not? I don't get it. The way Ula is saying it, so then you're telling me that the question is something that the Kohanim are going to be eaten. We don't want the Kohanim to be sad. So obviously we're not going to talk about an Oila, because an Oila is not the business of the Kohanim, right? They don't eat any of it. So according to him, it makes sense that the Tikkun is in terms of Chatat Gizula. But if it has to do with the Mizbeach Ochel Nevelot, so to speak, Gizelot, that's even worse if it's an Oila. The Mizbeach ate the whole thing. So why would we only make a Takana for Chatas? Makes no sense here. So the Esther Gemara, look, according to Ula, Hainu Diktari Chatat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why say talk about Chatat? Afilu Ola Nami, Enochi Nami. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah means to say even a Chatat. In other words, an oila for sure, because the oila mizbeach literally eats the meat. And that people relate to as eating. For the mizbeach to take the dam and the chalav, I don't eat that. So I don't resent the fact that mizbeach is eating it. You know? So you would think that maybe over there you don't have to worry about it so much. It comes along, where it's only the chalav and dam, which is solik legabe mizbeach, the rest is eaten by kayanim. Nonetheless, it's part of the same gezeirah shelo mizbeach ochel gezeirot. So this is totally opposite, right? Mirror images of how to understand the Mishnah. The problem is that if you read the Mishnah, it doesn't sound like you can fit in Rabbi Yehuda at all. The Mishnah says tonight, al chatata gizula shelo noda l'rabbi shehi mechaperet b'dei tikkun mizbeach, for God's sake. It's saying over here that the tikkun is that there should be a kapara, not that there shouldn't be a kapara. So how could he learn that? So Mishlam al-Ula, okay, they're saying exactly what Ula said, that it should be a kapara, despite the fact that Mihikra didn't, it's not a kapara because Yush b'chdi loikani. It makes perfectly good sense, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should have said the exact opposite. Ipcha mi ba'ilai. Should have said that if you have a lo noda, I mean a noda, it shouldn't be mechaper. Because people will say, people will say that the Mizbeach eats gezeles. So how does he fit that into the Mishnah? Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's exactly what it's saying. It's saying that only lo noda is mechaperet. The takona that only lo noda mechaperet, which means that noda'a is ena mechaperet, that tikkun is mitei tikkun amizbeach. What if Rava? Ganav v'higdish. For you, we remember that you have two different halakhas in, and this of course is today's parsha that we learned. So if you steal and you did either tvicha or mechira of what you stole, and what you stole was a shor or a seh, so you have a special din of arba avachamisha in terms of tashlum. Normally for stealing, you would be paying kefil for burglarizing. Now, the question is, what about if a guy was gunav? Fine. But then he was magdish. And then he takes it and he does the tvichu mechira. I mean, this guy wants to get in everything, you know. So, achar kach tovach umacha. In such a case, he's mishalim tashlume keifa, but he's not mishalim tashlume arba avachamisha, because basically he did not do at this, it wasn't his, it wasn't, he had given it away to Agdish already, right? And there's no din of Arba V'chamisha by Hegdish, not even a din of Kefo by Hegdish. We said all of these halachas are only Reyacha. They don't apply to Hegdish. Now, the problem is, if Rabbi Zera is right, that Yush Kedi is not Kani, I skipped over here. So, Ve'ena Tashubisha, V'tani Allah. Now, we add this additional point, that if he did the Tvicha B'chutz, in such a matzav, so then if somebody does shkita b'chutz, he's chayiv kores, because if it was a korban, then he's chayiv kores b'chutz. The problem is going to be there. If you're telling me that yirsh kedi is not kani, so then the whole thing is ridiculous. We only may pretend that it's a korban because, he's magdish. It's not his. He can't be magdish. It's not a korban. We're pretending it's a korban because we don't want to call on him Israel. What does that have to do with kores? Kareid, my aviyete, how do we get kareid in the picture over here? You could tell me, fine, you know, that when it comes to the halacha of this yirsh kedi lo kani, you could tell me that that's in terms of having a kosher korban and so on. But to talk to him as part of the takana, you can't talk about kares. If d'oraisa, it's not a korban, there's no kares. What does that mean? We're going to cut his throat? I mean, what is kares? There's no kares. Omer, if she's b'shur, there is. It means kares b'divrayim. Everybody starts giggling. This guy's crazy. Archiko ala kares b'divrayim. What is this shayach kares b'divrayim? Omer, Rava, gentleman. Gavra, Rabba, Omar, Milta. This is a great man who said something. Because you don't understand it, so now we're laughing? What is wrong with you? Lota chuku ala. What he means is Karecha al Yedei Divrayim Batlo. What he's saying is that it's Shaykh over here to actually end up getting Kores through a Takana Rabbanan. Why? Because Ukmua Rabbanan Bereshute. The Rabbanan put it into the Rishus of the Ganav that if he's Magdashit, that it becomes Hegdash. Because that's part of the same Takana. That means that there is now a takana of Hefker Bezdin Hefker that put it into his Rishus. So it really is a korban. And therefore, since Hefker Bezdin is Hefker, Bishchut Echutz, you're going to be Chayav Kares, which means that this is much more than what we thought before. According to Rav Shizabi, it's really a kosher korban. That's the point. So is it stam that the Kohanim shouldn't know that they did something and this guy is going to end up being over and not bringing, but it's B'Shev Al Tasa. It's a kosher urban. Because we put it into the Rishus of the Ganav, Milachat Chila. And therefore, in order that indeed, in the end, he should have a real Kedusha on it. Okay, so if that's the case, it's entirely a real korban. Omar Rava, one thing I would like to know. Okay, I understand now the whole way that Rav Shizbi is understanding it and how well it fits into our Mishnah. But when does it start? You Kumuy Rabbanan Bereshute, is it the Shat Gneva that at that point it is considered to have been his the whole time, or does it come into his Rishus simultaneously with the act of Hekdesh? Now, the Nafkamina will be, my Nafkamina would be for if he, during the period that he had it, and before he brought it as a karma, so he was gozes, it had children. Now, if it's really his, so then the period in which it's really his, before it becomes hektish, he would then have a right to keep the profits from this animal, which is really a cute kind of thing to do. It's like being Matayer Mamzerin, right? Because let's say the guy doesn't want to suit against him for having all of this extra Mamzer, right? We had the case before, Yecholim Mamzer and the Tarek, according to that was Tosis's problem with the guy who's Mevatel the Shlicha, so the gets. And now the marriage is annulled 20 years ago automatically because of Takana. So now his mother was never married, so now he's not a Mamzer. Because now she was married to his father. And now it turns out that they really were married, or at least whatever, but she certainly was married to somebody else. Nice trick. This guy's got a brilliant idea. He's going to steal animals, you know, use them. So he gets all the gizes, all the vlades. And if he's sued, you know, he just makes some hagdish. So at that point, so now it was back in his rishus about Freya, so now he gets to keep all the gizes. You got to be a Talmud Chacham to make money. So what would be the din? Omar Rava, now come on, it's Mistavra Mishate Gdisha Shloyechote Niskar. I mean, to start making a business out of using this takana, the Rabbanan. It must be the Rabbanan put him into his Rishus at the moment that he's Makdisha. That makes much more sense. And now we have a very special word from our very esteemed Presidente.
Zok the Helike Mishnah.
Not then. I don't think it quite matched the proclamation level, yeah. But it's fine. I mean, you know, we were expecting something, but all right, yeah. Good. Lo haya sikrikon b'Yehuda b'harugei milchama. Me harugei milchama ve'elach yesh ba sikrikon. Now this is a tikkun olam, a fascinating tikkun olam, that reminds us of some terrible times in our history, in which the property and lives of Yisrael were basically hefker. This was during the times of the Roman Shlita, first during the actual Churban and the war.
More things change, not like today.
Yeah, not like today, where it's only, you know, at least it's Jews doing it. Yeah. So the question was, in those times when Goyim took control over property, it's exactly the issue that we have with the Nazis, right? So the Nazis bought the house. I could show you. I bought the house. And of course, they bought everybody's house, you know, $5. $5 for your home, you know. And then, fine, you know, so somebody's going to come now after the war in Dinosaur. It was a kosher sale, right? So this is what they did. They would go ahead and basically threaten people's lives, or people felt that they didn't even need to be threatened. They would try to buy their lives with their properties. So Goyim ended up owning a lot of Jewish properties. They would put it up for sale. Now the question is, can a Jew come along and buy it if it's for sale? Because, I mean, if he knows that there wasn't a real sale and that the person was forced into this sale, so what's going to happen? Then the guy's going to sue him and say, you knew it wasn't really this guy's property, so why did you buy it from him? I want it back from you. It wasn't a code, you gave money for nothing. Now, in that event, what would have happened is that all of the properties that were taken by the goyim would have ended up staying with the goyim, because who's going to start getting involved now in buying something which post-war, you never know if you're going to be able to hold on to. It's a chaotic time, and we'd end up with a disaster. So therefore, they made a brilliant takana. Takana was that, generally speaking, you can analyze how much the property has gone down in value because of the way that these people they're just stealing and selling. And they figured, the Chachamim figured, that on an average, there's a 25% difference in value when you're buying from the goy than if you would be buying in normal times from a real owner. and he made a takana. You could buy a property from a goy if you give 25% to the original owner. And that way, at least the original owner gets something, and the property does not remain by goyim, because whoever can afford it will buy the property from the goy.
Who did you do this? 25%?
The original owner that the goy stole it from.
Do we know who that is?
Yeah, no, obviously the guy, that's the point. So, well, we'll talk about the details, where it applies, where it doesn't apply in the Gemara. And the Mishnah forces us to recognize some of the details by saying that this issue of Sikri Kon, what we thought it meant, which is ridiculous, which the Gemara immediately is mitaken, we thought that Sikri Kon did not mean the Sikri Kon syndrome. As we saw before, Sikri Kon, we use the word Sikri Kon just to mean mafia or murderers or Nazis, right? So that's Sikri Kon.
They call Mexican gangs then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's Sikri Kon. Lamai says the meaning of Sikri Kon in the Mishnah is actually the Sikri Kon takona. So lo haya Sikri Kon b'Yehuda means we did not make the Sikri Kon takona during the Harugei Malchus. Okay. We'll see what the historical development was. Because at a point where things were so totally hefker that there was absolutely no recourse for a Jew, then he's happy to get out of the house. And he sells it b'leiv shalom. He can't come back and say, I want it. I mean, you bought your life with it. What are you telling me you want it? Okay, so that's what the Mishnah is going to end up meaning. But we have to find out what that means by analyzing it in the Gemara. So right now we think it means something ridiculous, that during the period, Baharugei Milchama, in the heat of the war, when they're killing Jews left and right, there were no Sikrik in Yehuda. You know, everything was fine, which is absurd. But after that time, then Yeshba Sikrikir. So what happens? What is that takana? Ketzad. Somebody who buys from a Sikrikon, and then he's chazar vilakach mi baal habayit, mikho batel. If he first buys from the Sikrikon, and then he tries to buy from the baal habayit, so there we say that it's not a kosher sale at all. Because what's the guy going to say? He understands that. Then if he says no, then the guy's going to go back to the secret corner and say, sorry, I can't buy it, sir. The guy says, I can't buy it. I'll get back to you in 5 minutes. So of course, yes, buy it, sure. Right. So there's no takana secret corner. But if first you go to the baal habayit and you say, look, would it be okay if I buy it from the Sikri Kon? And the guy says, yes. And then you're chazav alakach b'Sikri Kon. So then, mikho kayam. And then you'd be able to keep it. And we'll see what the takana was, that you have to be able to pay him that percentage, that at least that much he should recover, that you saved on the sale by virtue of buying it from the Sikri Kon. The same thing is true where we don't believe that people have agreed to something of their own free will, where somebody who wants to go and buy a field from a man that had been set aside for a ketuvah of a woman.
Field?
Yeah. So he buys the field and the guy says, well, you got to ask my wife because this is a field that was for her ketuvah. So he goes to the wife and he asks, is it okay if I buy the field? So then, if you lakach min aisha mikcho batel, because she's saying, well, I'm going to start a fight with my husband. He's going to say, oh, what's the problem? You're planning on shooting me? Or you're figuring I'm going to be divorcing you? And okay, so she needs to start with this. So, she says, yeah, sure, why not? You know, but she doesn't want it to be sold up.
Didn't he start it by making this part of her ketubah?
It was 30 years ago. What's wrong with you, honey dummy? So
we're never going to get divorced.
Of course not. I mean, we've lived through this much, you know. So the Mecca, however, if he goes first to the Isha, before even bringing it up to the husband, he said, would it be okay with you if I bring up the sale of the field? And then he's chazav alakach min ha'ish. There, mikho kayam. Anyway, this was the Mishnah Rishonah. Well, we did not institute compensation. All we wanted to do is know that there is a willingness to go through with the sale on the part of the original owner. But Bezdin Shahareim Amru, afterwards we made a takana. And what was that takana? That halokeach misikri kon notein lebaalim revia. You have to be able to go and pay the full amount that you would have paid. And therefore, if you add an additional revia, an additional quarter of the value, and you give it to the original owner, you will then be paying for the property what you would have been paying for the property if the goyim hadn't stole it. And they were just dumping property. So you got 25% off anyway. So give that 25% off that you got off as partial compensation for the poor guy who lost the property to the mafia, to the drug lords. And that way, at least he gets something out of it. And you know that you bought it legally. But when? Ematai. Bizman she'ein biyadan likach. It's only if the owner, the original owner, did not have the opportunity of buying it. He couldn't get it. He did it. There'd be no way that he would be able to pay it for it himself. But if yesh biyadan likach, you have to give them the ability to buy first. And therefore, if the guy is just not selling them, hold out until he sells to them. Don't make any offers. Don't get involved in any deals, because there's no reason why this guy, the Nazi, is just being a mamzer. So if he's got the money, he's the one that's got to be able to come first. And how long does this go on for? So Rabbi Hoshiv Beitin, now Rabbeinu HaKadosh, made yet an additional addendum to the law, in which they were nimdu, they voted, that she'im shata b'fnei sikrikin shneima sarchodesh, if there's been no action for 12 months and the guy did not buy it back, that then kol hakodim likach zocha, but he still has to be notein lebaalim revia. So basically there was a lot of gradual development in this very painful law. But what does it mean, says the Gemara? If there was no sikrikin in the Harugei Milchama, and somehow you're telling me that Yehuda got off scot-free, so me Harugei Milchama ve'elch yeshba sikrikin, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, what, things got worse after the war? And then we would say that then the Mekach is not Kayam afterwards. What does that mean? It says, well, you don't understand. It doesn't mean there were no sikrikin. It means there was no din of sikrikon. It means that we didn't view our takona as applying there. That's what ko'amar. And why is that? Because there was a change in the circumstances of the Jews, the Omer of Asi. Actually, there were three stages during the invasion of Titus. And the Gezerah Kamaita was anybody who has an opportunity to kill a Jew and shows any mercy will be shot summarily.
So look to look.
Yeah. And this is Titus.
What's the date?
So this is Mitziatan. The middle takana was, well, okay, you know, I mean, you can buy a Jew for a quarter for shooting practice, you know. So call the Katya light the Arba Zuzi, you know. It's worth something. And finally, when there was a restoration of civil order and government and so on, so then Batraita called the Katalik Talu. They reinstituted civil rights for Jews. And theoretically, I mean, obviously it was a lot of fun trying to deal with these Nazis after the war, you understand. But theoretically, there was legal recourse. It wasn't something that you were going to say no to the Nazi at the door. You would say yes to, but then you would go and try to recover the field. So you understood that there was recourse. Maybe it would take a long time, you know, you got to wait to the Nuremberg trials or whatever, but ultimately you'd be able to get this back. Now, it's just this beautiful, amazing letter, my God, of a Jew writing to a Nazi that has his house and describing, you know, I hope, Herr so-and-so, that you're enjoying, you know, because through all the different things, you know, how it is that I got it and what it is that I paid for it. And I'm sure you would want to understand what it is, you know. It's like, whoa.
To whom did you write this letter to the Nazi game?
It's an amazing letter. I have to find it. It's, whoa. It was in Letters of Note, I saw. It was amazing. It was brilliantly done, just whew, the sarcasm. Anyway, so therefore, during the stage one and stage two of the Gezeiros against the Jews, because of the fact that there'd be nothing to protect them from a bullet in the head, so even the Kotli, Agav Unse Gomer Umakne, over here was total Gemira's Das, tries to buy his life with his house, and he's happy for the opportunity to let the guy have the house. He's making you a deal you can't refuse. And a deal you can't refuse is a very binding deal. Yeah?
Can't refuse.
Exactly. So,
we'd like to refuse.
Now, afterwards, but right in the last level of the Gezeira, level three, so if the Nazis at the door, he would say, okay, fine. You know, I'll let him take it now. I'm certainly not going to get myself killed here. But ultimately, I'm going to get it back in the courts because there's supposedly civil rights have been reestablished. I'm going to fight this. So then we have the reason to be mitaken, sikrikun. And of course, this leads directly into all of the wonderful Gemaras about the Churban Habayit, which is directly related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's apparent get that was given to Klal Yisrael. And Eiza Sefer Kritut Katafti Lechem, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and we have all of these Gemaras right here. And we'll start tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, at Ashrei Adar B'Fachi Tamar. Fantastic Gemaras about that. Hey, Yid Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gedal Acharesh Shisi Avia Shiyotza Begeit Ve'al Ketana Bat Yisrael Sheniset LaKohen She'ochelet B'Truma Ve'imeta Ba'ala Yorsha Ve'al Amarish HaGazur Shebina'o B'Bira She'itol HaTamav B'Bnei Takanat HaShavim Ve'al Chatat HaGizula Shalono Da'al Rabim She'im Mechaperat B'Bnei Tikun HaOlam Omar Rova Tikun HaMizbeach, Slicha מבלי תיקון המזבח. אומר רבא, מעדותו של רבי יוחנן בן גוד גדול, אמר לעדים, והוא גט זה שאני נותן לה? וחזר ואמר לה, כנפי שטר חוב זה, הרי זו מגורשת. מי לא אמר רבי יוחנן בן גוד גדול, לא בעינן דעתה, חינמי לא בעינן דעתה, פשיטה. מה אתה מקים ואני אומר, כנפי שטר חוב זה בתולי בטלי, כבש בלם, אם איתה, that in fact בתולי בטלי, then לעדים אבי, אמר לו, והייתה כמר אחי משום כיסופה. Yala Kitana Bat Yisra, why did we switch from Chareshet? Apparently Chareshet lo achla. My time, huh? Gzera Shema Yachil Cheresh B'Chareshet. So, V'loichu. It's a cotton ochel nevela too. Gzera Shema Yachil Cheresh B'Pikachat. So at least lecho B'Truman D'Rabbanan. Gzera Shema Atilachuli B'Truman D'Raita. Yala Marisha Gazul Shebena O, Tan Rabbanan. Gaza Marisha Shebena O B'Bira. בית שם אומרים, בקעקע כל הבירה כולו מהחזיר מוריש לבעליו. ובית הלל אומרים, אין לו אלא דמי מוריש בלבד משום תקנת השווים. והחטאת הגזולה אמרו לדבר תורה בין לא דעה, בין לא נודעה. אינה מחפרת, מה הייתה מיש בכדי לא קני? ומה טעם אמרו לא נודעת מחפרת? שלא יהיו כהנים עצובים. אמר, בוא נלו לבענן מבני תיקון המזבח תנאי. אמרו, that's the תיקון המזבח. Given to the Kohanim Atzuvim, Nimtza Mizbeach Batel. Rav Yehuda Omer, just the opposite. Dvar Torah Bein Noda Bein Lo Noda is Mechaperet. My time of Yush Kedi is Kani. Uma Tam Amru Noda Hina Mechaperet Shalim Mizbeach Ochel Gizelot. So Bishlam Alu Ulayinu Diktani Chatat. Because it's only the Kohanim. They don't need the Yolo. Elo Rav Yehuda, it should be worse with an Ola, no? I mean, it's talking about the Mizbeach, not the Kohanim. So, my Arechatat, Afilo Ola, Nami, no, that's exactly the point. Lo mi boi ka'om, the Chiddush is a Chatat. Lo mi boi Ola, the Kalil, he and people for sure are going to talk about the rotten Mizbeach, and Afilo Chatat Nami, where it's only the Chel of Adam, who the Solik will got Mizbeach, and the rest of it, Yidach Kohanim Achile, nonetheless, Afilo Gochi Gozi Shloimru, Mizbeach Ochel Gezelot. Now, in the Mishnah, it seems to say very clearly, it's not, Al Katata Gizula Shalonu Dala Rabim Shimichaper Netak Tikon HaMizbeach. So Bishlam Al Ula, okay, that's exactly the point, that it should be Mechaper. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should say the exact opposite. It should say they were Metakein, that if it is no da, that it isn't Mechaper. Ibchami Boile. That's what it's saying. Achinami Ka'amar. That they were Metakein, that only lo noda is mechaperet, whereas otherwise it wouldn't have been a difference, which means that noda is a namechaperet. Why? Motiv rabba. Gonav higdish v'charkach tavachu machar meshalem tashlumei keifa v'meshalem tashlumei arba v'chamesha v'tani Allah, that if he did the shechita b'chutz ki'ay gavna, then it would be an onus koris, even though he had stolen it. And if you tell me yush b'chtil is lo koni, how do we get koris? It's only a takana d'rabbana. Om Rav Shizbi, it means koris b'divreya. Ha ha ha. Achiku ala koris b'divreya. What an idiot. Mi'ika. Amalu Rava Gavra Rava Mamilta Lotakukola Karecha al Yedei Divrayim Batalo. Because the way he understands the Takon is that Ukmur Rabbanim Bershutei Ki Echel Chayevala. Amarava Havarai Kami Baili Ki Ukmur Rabbanim Bershutei Mishat Gneva Mishat Igdisha Lemainaf Kibina Legizutea Uvladoteha. My. It's crazy because Mustavra Mishate Gdisha, because otherwise it would be Chote Niskar. Shuloye Chote Niskar. Lo Hayasikri Kon Biuda Baruge Milchama, Me Haruge Milchama, Veelach, Yeshba Sikri Kon. Ketzan, Lakach Mi Sikri Kon first, Vachazav Lakach Mi Bala Bait Mikobatel, Mi Bala Bait, Vachazav Lakach Mi Sikri Kon, Mikokayam. לקח מן האיש וחזר ולקח מן האישה מקחו בתל. מן האישה וחזר ולקח מן האיש מקחו קיים, for the same reason. Anyway, this was the first stage of our takana. This was the Mishnah Rishonah. We didn't think about compensation. ביתין של אחריהם אמרו, הלוקח מסיקריקון, נותן לבעלים רביעה. אם מתי בזמן שאין בידם לקח, but יש בידן of the original בעלים לקח, of course, הם קודמים לכל אדם. Rebbe Yoshiv Beit Din Venimnu that will wait only 12 months. Sheim Shatam Bifnei Asikrikon Shneim Asar Chodesh, and there was no action. So then Kol HaKodem Likach Zachak, we want that property back in Jewish hands. Aval Noten Lebalim Revia. I didn't get the Mishnah. Ashta Barugeh Melchama Lo Ayav Asikrikon. So afterwards, what, things get worse? Barugeh Melchama Ve'el Yesh Basikrikon. Om Rav Yudah, no, it means when things were very bad, lo danu ba dinei sikrikon ka'omar. The Om Rav Asi, shlosha gezerot gazru, gezerata kamaita, kol dolo katil liktalu, mitziata kol dekatil, laite arba zuzei, but right, kol dekatil liktalu, sigilka kamaitu, mitziata kive dekat biyagamun se gomaru makne, with a leif sholei. But right, Amre, okay, fine. I'm obviously not going to tackle a Nazi. So I eat no lishko, but lamachar tavano ebedina.